home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that... Wait, what's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's crushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 east of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The roar of the NTT IndyCar Series is back.
Graham Rahal will overtake the lead. Powers by Alex Palou for that lead.
Oh, he stalls. He stalls. They had to restart Felix Rosenquist.
Alex Palou looked to the inside, and he got around Graham Rahal.
Listen to the NTT IndyCar Series on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway live this Saturday on this IndyCar Radio Network station.
Listen to NTT IndyCar Series Racing on AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO, and Boone 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all the excitement of IndyCar racing. Join us this Saturday at 4 p.m. for the IMS Road Course Race, brought to you in part by Big O Tire in Lebanon, Marchand's Window Tinting, City of Frankfort Parks Department, Shoup's Country Foods, Wampler Services Incorporated, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, City of Frankfort Community Development, Colligan Water of Clinton and Boone Counties, Jerry's Body Shop, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, VFW Post 1110, Martin Automotive Group, and TC Trailer.
Oh, I love the cars. Can we play this afterwards?
I
love this song.
Can we put it back in?
I'll put it back in the rotation. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Braden Business Systems, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoup's, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoup's Country Foods, by the way, they have that meat box going on right now. It's got a bunch of stuff in it for a really great price. Check that out, by the way. The Farmers Bank and 51 West Event Center. Our guest today was supposed to be from Indiana Beach, but I know that he has a really weird schedule, so I totally understand.
And, yeah.
But this year, it's the 100th celebration of Indiana Beach. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be doing some cool things this year, so we are looking forward to that. By the way,
hey, Indiana Beach. I think senior Sundays are pretty cool. $10.
No kidding.
To get in if you're 60 and up.
I'm not quite there yet, but... She gave me the look. I knew
Thank
it.
You for that.
I'm close. I'm just not quite there yet.
No, you're not even close.
Indiana Beach, by the way, celebrating their 100th year. And I don't know if you are aware, but they do a lot of other events. And this is why Mel brought that up. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, you can go and enjoy the amusement park. But I'm not sure a lot of people know that the Sky Bar has several events. For example, they have bands come in there. And coming up this weekend, it's Midlife Crisis. I love the name of that band.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is a great band name, Midlife Crisis.
Wonder how many of them have actually experienced that.
I don't know. It doesn't have their ages or anything on here, but that is a great band name. And so that is the band there this weekend. And when I say this weekend, that's right. This is opening weekend at Indiana Beach. So we're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets here in just a little bit. At the end of the show, we'll give away a four-pack of tickets for Indiana Beach. But that is the band at the Sky Bar this weekend. Also, they do several evenings of fireworks. Those will start May 24th, and they do those on select weekends. So we have that list as well. They also bring in bigger name bands, and they do the ballroom series, the ballroom concert series. Those actually start May 30th. And they've got things like Sounds of Summer, which is a Beach Boys tribute. They've got wrestling, or as my dad used to call it, wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They have Melon Cougar, which I believe has been down at Prairie Creek Park as well.
Yep.
And so that's obviously a John Mellencamp tribute band. They'll have an Elvis evening, a tribute to Elvis. They have Solitary Man, a tribute to Neil Diamond. More wrestling. Then Grand Illusion, a tribute to Styx, the music of Styx. For those of you that have kids, well, girls maybe in particular, or if you are a fan of Taylor Swift, they'll do Red Revolution, the ultimate Taylor Swift experience. And so those are just some of the things coming to the Indiana Beach Ballroom. So we have all those dates and things, and Mel and I will keep you updated as that week, during that week before the bands actually come that night. And then one of the things I think is really cool that they brought back was the ski show. Remember the ski show as a kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We would go up there on purpose on that weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you just to see the ski show. And I believe it or not, my mom, who is 90 years old now, she used to go off the ski jump. When they would go up there, it just boggles. I just cannot picture my mom going up. I wouldn't go off a ski jump, but my mom did it. But anyway,
I can't even ski.
Well, they brought back the ski show, and the first one is coming up in June. But they do have several of them scheduled this summer compared to, you know, I think they just brought it back to see how it would go. And they did a few shows maybe last year.
I think they did like three shows
last year. And they have more shows this summer. So clearly people wanted to see the ski show come back. And it has come back. So we have the details
on
that as
well. So yeah, plenty of things to do if you're not a ride enthusiast besides feed the carps that Cindy hates. I still think it's hilarious.
It just grosses me out.
I will buy a bag. Of popcorn just for that reason.
To feed those gross
fish. Just to feed the carps.
I know. I don't know. There's something about the way they just swim on top of each other.
I just think it's funny watching 50 of them try and go after one popcorn kernel.
If I'm not riding rides, which because I do like rides, but one of the things, I am a ski ball fanatic, and they have a great ski ball section up there.
Well, and for anybody who's got littles, you know, like the kindergarten, you know, the little kids, if you got grandchildren, children that are little, they have a whole littles park.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the, I don't want to say the backside, but not on the waterfront side. You go on the backside.
Right.
And there's a whole littles ride park and amusements and stuff for the littles. And so, yeah, we used to take our kids up when they were little.
Sure.
We started them out when they were little, going up there and going on that side.
Well, they also have lodging, so you can camp. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Indiana Beach Hotel if you have not seen that. It's been redone. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
A lot of folks don't realize that the Indiana Beach Hotel is very nice. There's parkside lodging, you know, lots of things. And then, I don't know, have you ever been up there to see the karaoke recording studio?
Yes.
Did you know you could do that?
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me to sing, though. Well, she has, God love her, she has to ride with me in the car, but don't, nobody wants to get that on.
The car crap around here.
Well, yeah. Like, see, no, like the cars, actually, I would have been singing
actually,
that.
She does not sing bad. She just, she's...
I sing horribly.
She's talking about herself, but no, she actually does carry a tune. And there, not in a bucket.
Thank you. I've carried that tune as well. Anyway, we'll have some Indiana Beach tickets, and then we'll start giving those away really in earnest, probably coming up on Memorial Day. But with it being opening weekend, I'm like, hey, let's give away some tickets. And they are just going to be open weekends until we get the kids kind of start getting out of school. So
the other thing that you're going to see coming up on the morning show with Matt is are going to be giving away qualification tickets for the Indy 500 qualifications that are the 16th and 17th that weekend of May, not this weekend, but the next coming weekend. So he's going to start giving those tickets away tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a pair each day.
Okay, looking forward to that. Now, tomorrow, by the way, is National Day of Prayer, and the city of Frankfort is hosting their National Day of Prayer service that begins at noon. The public is invited to join. This is with the Clinton County Ministerial Association. They will conduct the service, providing an opportunity for, of course, community members, local leaders, officials, clergy, all to come together to pray for the community, the nation, and our world. Again, that's at noon tomorrow, 301 East Clinton Street. And by the way, light refreshments will be provided following the service. Hope the weather holds out for that. You know, with it being National Day of Prayer, I just hope the weather can.
I know. The weather, it's going to be quite the roller coaster, but
that's the
we'll
thing,
see.
Right? And as I was talking to some of the farmers last night, they're starting to get a little antsy and just...
But it's just the first part of May. This is the funny part, is any of the stuff that was planted in April, if you drive and you see, especially the stuff that was planted early...
It's yellow.
It's yellow. I mean, I'm sorry. They're going to be replanting. And old school, anybody that farms with an old school farmer... You didn't start until after Mother's Day.
I know, but that's
Mother's Day weekend,
different.
And then you hit it hard until Memorial Day. I'd hope that you had it all in by Memorial Day if Mother Nature was nice. But just the last 24 hours, 3/4 of an inch here in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Out by TC Trailers, 1.05 inches.
Isn't it funny how it's so close yet it's the rain amount is different.
Up in the what do we call that, northeastern part of the county, I guess, where I live, almost 0.8, and then in Rushville 0.85.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, we needed the rain, but
yeah,
I'm just glad it's not doing that runoff thing, and hopefully this is doing good for the ground and everything.
Yeah, that's just nuts. That's what we've had in just the last 24 hours. And just to put that in perspective, in over the week, a 7-day total, for out there at TC Trailers, 1.87. So the majority of it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So the misty rains is what we like. And yeah, we had that off and on all week, but because that, you know, it's going to soak in. Some of the heavier showers that we had yesterday, some of that ran off. So, but we'll see what it's doing to the water table.
So I was watching the news, and there's that boat that had the sick people on it with whatever that new virus is. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
All right, so it's
anything.
Off the coast. I think it was off the coast of Africa, and so they're deciding what to do with that boat because the people were sick. Unfortunately, that's not bad enough. There's an invasive species of worm now in 30 states that can jump a foot into the air, but they say it also can't be killed. Pesticides don't work on them. And their cocoons can survive up to 130 degree heat.
I bet a hammer works.
If you grabbed an Asian jumping worm by the tail, they can snap it off to escape. And if all that wasn't creepy enough, they don't need to mate to multiply. So just one worm can trigger a total infestation.
And again,
you'd have to have a lot of hammers.
A board, anything. Step on a sucker, I bet it dies.
Squish it.
Yep. Just don't leave a piece of it to reprocreate. So, you know, hey.
Well, that's a funny word.
There's a way to get rid of them.
It's just not going to be easy. I don't think of a jumping worm, though. You know what I mean?
No.
That kind of creeps me out a little bit, too.
It's Asian, so hey.
Sleep or sex? When asked in a poll how often they would rather sleep than have sex, 44% of respondents chose sleep at least some of the time, with 8% choosing it always. All of which is not particularly surprising after the poll also revealed that nearly half of us don't get enough sleep, and roughly 25% get fewer than 6 hours a night. I think that number's low. If they think just 25% of the people are getting 6 hours, I mean, when was the last time you got a full 6 hours of sleep?
Probably never.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
maybe one day here or there after I've gone for 72 hours with no sleep. Yeah, I might sleep more than six recoup, but yeah, no, not very freaking often over the 65 years I've been on this planet.
Yeah.
Even my mom would tell you that when I was little, I didn't sleep 6 hours.
Oh, really? I think I probably did when I was little.
I was afraid I was going to miss anything. So.
Don't want to miss out on anything. FOMO, fear of missing out.
Uh-huh.
It's baseball season. The next time you boo a baseball player, try to remember that the typical major leaguer now makes just under $33,000 per game. According to the Associated Press, the average MLB salary is now $5.34 million, the most ever, thanks to huge new contracts. That's five times more than they were getting in the mid-90s.
And our WNBA players are just now, new kids are just now making maybe enough to pay for a year of college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when they went on strike back in the, I don't know, was that late 80s, early 90s or whatever. My grandfather was a huge baseball fan. He was so angry because of that very reason. They make how much and you're striking and you play baseball, which, you know, hey, I love baseball. I even was watching baseball the other night, the Cubs and the Reds. But
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I agree. These people need to make a living. They need to make a living that helps pay their costs and everything else. But when you look at, of course, male and female sports, it is so off balance. It's not even funny, which is a whole nother conversation. But when you look at people like some of our Indiana Fever players, that they would love to not live out of an apartment. They would love to not live out of...
But didn't they just get a big salary bump? I think they...
They did, but not hardly any.
I don't know what the minimum is.
I mean, when... Some of them did get a bump up to $1 million now, but these are ones that have been playing in the league for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark, coming out of college, hers was 70... Her first year salary was like $75,000.
True, but Caitlin had $22 million or something like that in endorsements.
But not every player gets that.
No, I'm with you.
So, you know.
All right, so here's the deal. For the WNBA, with base minimums ranging from $270,000 to $300,000 annually. But I thought that just went up.
That is it. That's what it went up to. Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are the kids coming out of college as
rookies?
Yeah,
previous minimum in 2025 was $66,000.
Yeah, that was a rookie coming out of college. Barely enough to pay off a year of college. Now, granted, most of those kids got scholarships that paid for their education. But there's just nothing there by the time they pay their monthly expenses. And some of the teams, I will say the Indiana Fever, and you can go on their website, you can listen to the players talk about the Fever. About how well they take care of them, emotionally, physically, financially, they help them out. They provide meals for them every day.
Sure.
They really take care of, they give them a residential stipend to help them pay for a place to live,
mm-hmm.
because the salary caps have been so bad for the teams, for the players.
659-3338. If you have questions or comments on Party Line today, we would love to hear from you. And in the meantime,
I'm glad you didn't ask any more detail on that sleep question, though.
Why?
Because it could have been embarrassing. Anyway.
I'm not here to embarrass anyone. I was just giving the information. No questions asked.
I'll just give you a hard time. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Kim. How about you?
Good.
I got in the magazine the week. The military, you know, it said that they are eating very well, what Hegseth says. It shows a picture of a scoop of meat and a tortilla shell, and that's all they're getting.
I think that's a limited circumstance. I mean, my daughter was in the military, and she said for the most part the food is not great, but it's not that bad. So I think that's just one little example. I'm sure somebody maybe posted a picture of a day where it wasn't the best, but I think that's a limited example.
And it probably also depends on where they're at.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
What the availability is of things, and especially overseas, if they're in a Far East country, that kind of thing. I'm sure they're limited.
I would think so, too.
That's what it says, that the Middle East. So anyway, the other thing that I thought was really funny, you were talking about Day of Prayer, and then Pete Hegseth, he gave a sermon, and he was unaware that it was the verse from the movie Pulp Fiction.
Well, I don't know. That's interesting, I guess.
And one more.
Okay, hit me with it.
And the science, you know, the guy who says drink bleach, he now says that if you drink diet soda, it will kill all cancer in the body.
I wonder if there's any truth about that.
I don't know.
I just read something the other day where some of the diet sodas are actually worse than just drinking a regular soda.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You just don't know what to believe, right?
Yeah, that's right. Instead of a 32-ounce, maybe you should drink an 8-ounce.
Diet soda, read it and see if it has saccharin in it.
Yeah.
If it's got saccharin in it, that doesn't kill anything. That actually promotes cancer.
That's
been proven.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kim, did you get out and vote yesterday?
I voted early.
Okay, so you voted. Yes, I should.
Yeah, I voted.
Good, good. So how were you pleased with the election results?
I guess. I can't wait till the midterms then.
Yeah, till November.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd bring some humor into this.
Well, I'm glad you did, and you are welcome to call anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, have a great day.
Bye, you too.
659-3338 if you have questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you today on Party Line.
Of course.
And
Open Party Line.
Open Party Line, that's right.
Well, that's why they call it Party Line.
That's right.
Because you can get more than one person on there.
Yes.
Do you remember the days of... No, you wouldn't. You're too young.
I remember, Cindy Shoup Casey says, I've been listening since I was a baby.
No, I don't mean the radio, though. I mean, do you remember an actual party line?
The phones?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My grandma and my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Aunt Mabel and my grandma.
Okay.
And you'd pick up and I could just hear them talking.
You could hear somebody else talking. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. So, but I was little, I admit. I was little, but I do remember that. And I remember the days where you didn't have to dial the 249, like whatever our phone number was back then.
Mm-hmm.
You just could dial 9 and the 4 digits.
Yep.
And you can't do that anymore, obviously.
Yeah, no.
So no. I remember those days.
Okay, well, there's not that much of a divide.
No,
then.
And I remember the first handheld phone we got that wasn't, you know, a cord attached to the wall.
Had a great big antenna on it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But those were cool. You could carry them around. And if you got too far away from the base, you're like, hold on, I'm too far from the base. You have to get a little closer.
And then you had the big car phones that were in a bag.
Yes.
That you plugged in. And those things were hysterical. Yeah.
I just think they weighed a lot back then, you know?
Yeah, they were huge.
For those of you that are at work today, what's pushing you over the edge at work? I'm probably pushing her over the edge.
Doesn't say water who.
It's probably not the coworker who reheats fish in the break room, according to I do that occasionally, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't notice it.
According to a new survey of IT workers and white-collar employees, more than 8 out of 10 say that repetitive tasks are burning them out. And 51% say that tedious, busy work takes up more than half of their work days. The top time drainers were writing emails, managing data, and communicating with team members.
I don't know. I think we have such a good time here.
I was going to say some of that, but we're lucky.
I don't know. I don't see anything that we do here, leastwise on my side. I don't see anything as far as tedious. I think the biggest thing is we have certain days that are busier than others, and then sometimes it is. You feel like you're pressed to get everything done.
I think the least favorite part of my job here, and this is, poor Mel, she gets to do it, is I just have very little patience for computer issues. Like, I feel like it should just work.
And that's the reason why Sam and I have a tally board on the whiteboard as to which one gets called the most for the day.
It depends on what it is to who I call. But, you know, I just printer issues, computer issues.
The funny part is when we're both in a recording in the edit suite, if we're recording or something.
I don't know where to go.
We hear the phone ring and it's like we pop the door to see which one is ringing and then it quits. And we don't know until she comes and finds us. So
yeah. I need to get some more patience on that end of things. Anyway,
you need a new computer.
Well, that might be
that
very
too.
True, but
you're on the list. But it's, unfortunately, you're down the list. So
that's all right. It's more important that they are in here. That's for sure. Anyway, we have some tickets to give away. Indiana Beach opens this weekend for Mother's Day. And what is the weather supposed to be over the weekend? By the way, for Mother's Day. Oh, don't is it?
It's gonna be a mix.
Okay. Well, they are opening for Mother's Day weekend, and if you don't mind it a little cool, that would maybe keep the crowds where you could, you know, they do have lots of restaurants there too, by the way, so if you just want to kind of go for the food, you can do that. I mean, but anyway, Saturday says a chance of showers, a high of 71, and Sunday a chance of showers, a high of 60. Is that kind of what you're seeing on your end?
67.
Oh, that's even better.
So kind of breezy, so breeze coming off the lake might be a little cool, but you know, hey.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach. If you would like to win those tickets, all you have to do, you know the drill, be the first caller right now, 765-659-3338. We would love to hear from you, and you could win a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach. Shan is out tomorrow. You're off tomorrow. It's me and Sam tomorrow. And then I don't know what we have on deck tomorrow. Do you know?
Purdue University.
Oh, that's right.
Purdue Extension, so I'm not sure who yet, though. I have not heard which of the staff is coming in, but Purdue Extension. And then, who else do we have?
I don't know. I'll look.
We had Roby today. I can't remember who we have scheduled for tomorrow.
That's all right.
But, yeah.
I'll check it out. All right. Oh, phone is ringing. Yeah, we've already had a winner for those tickets. Thank you to whoever's calling. We appreciate you calling in to win. We'll have lots more of those to give away throughout the summer. And we'll have all kinds of summer giveaways, including those tickets tomorrow morning with Matt on the morning show.
Yeah, qualification tickets.
Qualifications tickets.
Five pair of those to give away. So he'll be doing a pair every day until they're gone. Qualifications not this weekend, of course. It's Mother's Day weekend. Next weekend, the 16th and 17th.
Oh, 16th and 17th,
is
yes.
Qualifications. And then stay tuned.
Might have some race tickets to give away as well.
I think I got a pair of race tickets to give away too when it gets after we get done with qualifications. So
excellent. Thank you. Good job, everybody. We appreciate you listening to Party Line right here on Boone's Best in 102.7 and WILO. We will be back again tomorrow. Have a great and safe day, everybody.